it however you want it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the regularly called Upshur County Commissioners Court meeting for April 30, 2019. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present, and I'm going to ask Ms. Gentry to lead us in a short prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Short prayer.
I'll do it next time. I don't mind.
I don't mind doing it. I'm just, you know, you said short prayer, so I'll.
We don't want to waste the Lord's time.
Father God, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to not only serve you, Father, but the citizens of our county and our employees. We ask that you would be with each family here, Father. Help us to always do your will and seek your guidance in every decision that we make. Be with those, Father, that are abroad and at home, that protect us and serve us to help keep our freedoms. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, first thing we have is item three. Consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, interlocal contract between the Department of Information Resources and Upshur County relating to the use of the DIR Shared Services Master Service Agreements, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve and record said items.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye. Except for payroll. I abstain.
Motion passes by 4.5. Item 4, discuss and take action to make appointments to the Child Welfare Board. I thought we had somebody going to speak to us on this today. Ms. Culberson?
I was contacted by Julie York last week, and she and Elise Nolan had been talking, and Elise said that she wanted to serve. Now, she's a full-time employee of Gilmer ISD. That might be the reason that she's not here this morning.
Okay. I do see it in the packet. Please add to the request. Excuse. The appointment of Elise Nolan to the board for the 30th. Ask Paula if you have questions. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
I make a motion we approve Elise Nolan to the board, Child Welfare Board.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve Mrs. Elise Nolan to the Upshur County. Motion and a second that we appoint Mrs. Elise Nolan to the Upshur County Child Welfare Board. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 5, discuss and take action to accept the bid on struck-off property and cause number 09-146TX. This piece of property is located on Abney Street in the Mings addition to the city of Gilmer. The taxes due, including delinquencies, according to what I have, $2,294.66. The adjudged value is $3,610. The present bid from SCM Integrity First Companies is $3,671.02, which if we approve this bid would bring that property back onto the tax rolls and would pay the back taxes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the bid on the property situated on Abney Street and identified in cost number 09-146TX. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
The name of the bidder, please.
SCM. SCM Integrity First Companies.
SCM Integrity First Companies?
Yes.
For that.
Rowlett.
Thank you.
Item 6, discuss and take action to approve the purchase of a copy machine for the misdemeanor department of the district attorney's office with payment to be issued out of the office machines and equipment line. Mr. Byrd wrote us a letter asking that he be allowed to purchase a new copier for his misdemeanor department. He asked that funds from the countywide office machines and equipment fund be used for this purpose. He says this is the same model previously purchased for the sheriff's office and JP number 1. And it looks like the balance due would be $3,480. I've been told there's enough money in this, in the budget under this line item to pay for this. Ms. Sykes, you got anything else?
They've had problems with their machine for a while. The last time we just traded with another department.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to approve the purchase of this machine from the office machines and equipment line item for $4,100.
What firm are you
buying from? Oh, I'm sorry, for $3,480, TLC Office Systems, and they are offering the trade-in value as they've done in the past.
Second.
They have a wrong view, aren't they?
The base out of Houston, but yeah, this is coming out a long way.
Any further discussion?
So the $3,480 trade-in price.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the drive-out price, as they say. The whole shooting match with the trade-in, $3,480. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 7, discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board members. That's my understanding that the same board members we have are still willing to serve. That would be Vicki Jones, Jan Frost, and Polly Hawthorne. Is that correct? Has anybody else gone out for this? Nobody's going to be upset they didn't get appointed? Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Existing board.
All right. Second.
Motion and a second that we approve Vicki Jones, Jan Frost, and Polly Hawthorne to continue their service for the Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I want to skip 8 for a minute and go to number 9. Judge Potter here? Is anybody here from the Ashland Lodge? Y'all want to table that till some of them are up here, or you want to do it?
Are they having some kind of an anniversary with it or something that they would need this already done?
No, it's just, that's a lodge, and it's done a lot of good for us, and it's their 100th birthday.
Yeah, it's on May 4th, though.
Yeah, we need to go ahead.
I didn't know we had the proper.
Go ahead and read it, and it'll be in the paper.
Here we go. Proclamation of Upshur County. Whereas on May 4, 2019, Ashland Masonic Lodge number 1138 will celebrate their 100th birthday. And whereas this lodge has faithfully and fraternally served the community of New Diana, aka Ashland, for the last 100 years. Whereas most of this lodge's 122 members live locally and live throughout this great nation, and those that are available to take pride in taking part in the local events of the Diana School District and community. And whereas Masonic lodges were instrumental in the early years of Texas history, providing and supporting public education and schools. And whereas this lodge provides scholarships every year to a Diana Independent School District high school graduate, providing at events at the school. And whereas Masons have served in a great capacity in our American history, our first president, George Washington, being a distinguished Mason who, along with fellow Masons and patriots, Benjamin Franklin, Patrick Henry, Paul Revere, James Madison, Marquis de Lafayette, that taught me something, I didn't know he was a Mason, and many other notable Masons helped establish this great country. And whereas Masons have served and sacrificed in the founding and building of this great state of Texas, including every president and vice president of the Republic of Texas. Such notable Masons as Stephen F. Austin, William Barrett Travis, David Crockett, Jim Bowie, Mayor Boo B. Lamar, Lorenzo D. Savala, Charles Goodnight, Audie Murphy, Sam Rayburn, and Lloyd Benson. Now, therefore, I, Todd Tefteller, County Judge, by virtue of the authority vested in me as County Judge of Upshur County, and on behalf of the Commissioner's Court, do hereby proclaim November 6, 2019, as Ashland Masonic Lodge number 1138 Day, in celebration of the 100th birthday of the Ashland Masonic Lodge number 1138 in Diana, Texas. All righty. Who wants to volunteer to read part two? This is a little history on the Lodge 1138. In a letter dated November 6, 1919, Master Masons of Upshur County petitioned the Grand Lodge of Texas to form a new lodge to be named Ashland. The brothers noted that they were members in good standing, and it is assumed that they were all members of Bethesda Lodge 142 in Gilmer, Texas, as the letter is written on the stationery of the Bethesda Lodge secretary. We, the undersigned, being Master Masons of good standing and having the prosperity of the craft at heart, are anxious to exert our best endeavors to promote and diffuse the genuine principles of Freemasonry, and for the convenience of our respective dwellings and other good reasons, we are desirous of forming a new lodge to be named Ashland. We therefore respectfully pray for a charter empowering us to meet at Ashland, Texas on the third Saturday night of every month, and there to discharge the duties of ancient craft masonry in a constitutional manner according to the forms of the order and laws of the Grand Lodge. And we have nominated and do recommend Brother W.W. Lester to be the first master, Brother M.B. Richards to be the first senior warden, Brother W.L. Walker to be the first junior warden of the said lodge. The prayer of this petition being granted, we promise strict obedience to the commands of the Grand Master and the laws and regulations of the Grand Lodge. The lodge met in the upstairs portion of M.M. Lester's General Store and Post Office on Highway 154 until about 1957, when a new building was constructed near the intersection of present-day 154 and 259 in Diana, Texas. The lodge inhabited that location until 2008, when a new lodge was built just west of the fire station on 154. The Masons of Ashland Lodge have contributed to the welfare and well-being of Upshur County since its inception. Currently, they host lunch for the Diana Elementary School during field day. Hot dogs are cooked and served on-site picnic style, and everyone that is hungry is fed. Participating in the Masonic Fantastic Teeth program, the Masons deliver a new toothbrush kit to each Diana ISD first grader annually. The lodge pays attention to see that worthy students of Diana ISD receive scholarships for college upon their graduation. Opening their doors to Upshur County as a polling place has helped to facilitate the democratic process of our government. Masons pride themselves in taking good men and making them better. If you were to visit the lodge, you would find a who's who listing of the men of Upshur, Gregg, Harrison counties, Texas. The lodge currently has 122 members, some of which live abroad all over the world. I'm open to a motion authorizing me to sign this proclamation.
Make a motion we sign the proclamation to recognize the 100-year celebration of the organization of the Ashland Lodge, Masonic Lodge in Diana, Texas.
Second.
Motion and a second. We vote the resolution. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All righty, we're going to go back to item 8, discuss and take action concerning the bank depository contract. Before I get started on this, I was going to ask our county auditor and the treasurer, are we under any time constraints on this? We are. You have to speak up.
The new depository has to start June 1st.
So this needs to be doctored pretty soon, like today, preferably?
As soon as possible. I don't know that it needs to be done today, but we're really pushing the ability to make whatever changes before it's possible today.
Okay, it's my understanding that we go through the provisions of Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code to bid out, if you will, who's going to be the county depository. And that the contract we're talking about would be for the next 2 years, starting June 1, and whoever's awarded the contract, I think we can authorize y'all to extend that for another 2-year term and renegotiate it. Right now, we've been with Austin Bank for how many years? Anybody know?
Four years.
Well, who was before Austin Bank?
First National.
I think it's been longer than 4 years.
Gilmore was before
Bank. Oh, that's right.
Because a fellow that's in the state legislature.
That's right.
Sitting down there, was on the court when they did it. So the history's been with First National Bank, and then a few years ago, I wasn't at the party, we switched to Austin Bank. And so now we have bids from the Austin Bank, First National Bank of Gilmer, and the old Guarantee Bond Bank, Prosperity. Is that the same thing as Guarantee Bond Bank? Different bank, okay, with Prosperity Bank. And Prosperity is the biggest?
Yes, sir.
And then?
They have the most branches and also the most surplus.
So that's like a billion-dollar banking system. That's pretty cosmopolitan for Pine Trees and Upshur County. But anyway, they bid. All right, so that's where we're at, gentlemen and ladies. I vote, but I won't make motions.
I make a motion we award First National Bank of Gilmer the bank depository contract.
Second.
We're going to open for discussion. I've got a motion and a second that we award the contract to the First National Bank of Gilmer, Texas. Any discussion?
What is the preference of the auditor and the treasurer? Think you what?
I think we disagree.
You think you disagree? You're not sure?
No, I mean, if it's still what we discussed last week, we don't agree.
Okay.
With First National or with each other?
Each other. I agree with First National.
Okay, and you disagree?
I have my first choice would have been Prosperity, but, you know, I'm open to it.
In looking at the information and discussion, we're being charged. First of all, the big deal would be the switching of banks, all the ACH stuff back and forth. That could be time consuming. Some things could drop through the cracks. We have ACH both ways, deposits and whatever. The other thing is that Austin Bank has been charging us an analytical fee, which has been offset from due to the fact that we have deposits with them. And the reason they have charged that is because in the past we didn't have any reserves. We didn't have any money built up. Now we do, and so the other banks, First National Bank and Prosperity, won't charge us any fees. So I've got a call into Austin Bank, and they have indicated to me that they might possibly go ahead and waive those fees to be on the same foothold as the others. And with that in mind, with no charge on those fees, and the reserves that we have and the more money that we have, we can throw into. I wonder about text pool. If we put money in text pool, can we get it? Can we withdraw it without penalty? We can, back and forth.
There's not a time limit when we draw back out.
I think there's like a and actually text pool is the highest interest rate of all of the banks.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Matter of fact, just based on the report that you provide from the treasurer's office, Madam Treasurer, is that with $4 million in text pool, we've received $8,300 roughly, and with $5 million at Austin, we've only received about $1,600. So we definitely need to be thinking about the text pool situation and being able to switch more funds over there. And by not having fees at Austin Bank, we'd probably be in a better position than to transfer those fees. Of course, it wouldn't matter if we were the First National Bank, we'd do the same thing. So I would like to have us, I would like to be able to wait and long enough to get a definitive answer from Austin Bank whether or not they would drop those fees, and therefore we wouldn't have to do the ACH or the contacts and making all those decisions and possibly having something fall through.
But they had enough time to get us an answer for that? I mean, we're kind of kicking the can down the street.
I don't think anybody's ever asked them, and I'm asking them.
Okay, let's approach it from this way. Let's say that we assume Austin Bank would waive these fees. Would that change any mind?
It would change mine.
So I have no problem with Austin Bank and what they've done for us. I just want to give this little speech. I have no problem with them at all. I probably wouldn't have a problem with 99% of the banking industries out there, but I never understood as a John Q. citizen why we left First National Bank to start with. I never got that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I go to public events and I see certain vendors really spending money back in this community. And so, you know, I can call on the phone now and talk to First National, a bunch of them, right now. Boom. This is Todd. But I'm not out to get anybody. I have no problem with Austin Bank. It's sort of like, you know, you're leaving your best bird dog in the kennel and take another equally good dog on the next hunt and then decide I should have never left the first dog. Well, then you've broken two hearts. You've done wrong that second dog who served you, and you done wrong your first dog that didn't deserve to be left to begin with. And so when I ran for office, I just want to be up front with y'all. I'm for local dealings. I'm even for local dealings, even if it's just a little bit better to go somewhere else. But I'm not for some outrageous difference. But, and, you know, I'm not blaming. I don't think any of us were on this court. Mr. Switz, was it? Mm-hmm. You were. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it back then. You know, I didn't. I thought there's a little crusading going on. Like, okay, we're going to save 50 cents on something. Like, I don't know. But so to keep this rolling, I think we ought to go ahead. If y'all want to table it, I'll entertain that. But if we just assume Austin Bank would scratch off those fees, we're still, in my mind, at square one. And I know it's going to cause you trouble to switch all this over, but it shouldn't have been all switched over to start with. And I wouldn't think it's a whole lot more trouble than it was. Yes, trouble. But, you know, I didn't ask for this. It comes up by law. Here it is. We bid it out to everybody. And so we got the three bids. So let's, will y'all keep discussing? I'm not trying to cut anybody off.
Judge Shepherd, I think from what I understand, we switched because of the fees. That's what I was told. Because the judge was part of this, and they have interbid waived that. But we have to consider not only the fees, which the analysis account at Austin Bank, although we're not paying fees, they are still charging us that, as Commissioner Burke explained. But we've also got to look at the interest rate they're going to pay on the mail appeals and which one of those is higher. And I laid all of those out.
You did.
My understanding is that Austin Bank is offering a higher interest rate than First National. So if Austin's willing to pay their fees, that's We need to look at three things: interest rate offered, the fees that we'll be paying, and the service that we're being provided. And right now, I've not heard any complaints about the service that also being provided by anyone. First National is a little more local bank. Their administrative office is here in Gilmer. None of the other two banks have an administrative office here in Gilmer. But as far as I understand, I don't believe that we've ever not made contact.
My point is a lot of the Austin Bank infrastructure, a lot of it pays property taxes here in Upshur County. And I'd feel the same way if any other Gilmer banks, but that's just me. Now, your memo, which is not public, but I will tell you this, you did a good job convincing, I think, the whole court we need to stash a lot more of our funds, if we can, in tech school, because that's where you're going to get the most money. But, you know, even if we went with Prosperity, you've got all this switcheroo problem. So I don't enjoy doing this, and, you know, it would, to doing the change, but I never understood why we don't dance with the one that brung us, so to speak.
Well, if you want, what made you choose make your choice that you made.
The reason that I was leaning towards First National, the percentage between First National and Austin isn't that big difference. It's not a big difference. But there were a lot of things we were getting charged there that they're not charging us at all. And they also are giving us like an allowance to buy deposit books, which a lot of prospects of that was really nice too. So there were just little things like that that made me go that way.
Mr. Jordan.
I have a comment and then I have one question. First off, I bank at Austin. It doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned. I'm extremely happy with it. From an employee standpoint, the fact that Gilmer National does, or First National does have two locations here in town, one at Walmart, one at their main office, it is more accessible for the employees if we did bank there, to be able to go cash checks, do whatever they need to do. Probably 99, if not 100% of the county employees shop at Walmart. That way it could truly be a one-stop shop for them to go in and take care of their business. Now, my question, sorry, that was two comments. My question is this. If Austin, and once again, I have nothing against Austin, but Austin had the same opportunity to bid this packet as the other two banks, but yet they didn't pull their fees.
Correct.
That, me as a department head, if somebody did that to me, I would have a problem with it. And now we're able to go back and say, well, if you pull your fees, you could be back in the game. That, I have a problem with.
And also, too, correct me if I'm wrong, but any county employee can use all the banks like Diana.
Absolutely.
Or City. All the branches.
Correct.
So it actually gives the county employees more banking opportunity to use the local bank in the town that they might reside in, as far as Diana, Gilmore, or City, you know, that area.
And that is strictly as a department head, the sheriff, I'm sure, feels the same way. That way it's easier for our employees to go somewhere quick, fast, and in a hurry. There's one Austin bank here in town, which there's Austin banks all over East Texas, but there's one right here in town. Prosperity, I honestly don't know where there's one at, to be perfectly honest with you. But it's y'all's decision.
Well, it's y'all's too, because y'all vote for people sitting up here, and I'm supposed to try to
do it right.
Did you have something else?
No, it's a good discussion.
Okay. I thought, I didn't want to overlook anybody having any other discussion.
When does this decision have to be made by? What's your deadline?
January.
June 1st, June. It has to take an effect. So they've got all the steps.
Right.
If they got to,
we're taking effect June 1st, but when would you actually have to vote on it? Do you have to vote before June the 1st?
Or well, I'm sure, because, you know, you got to have everything switched over by then.
But we'll still leave that count open for a while. We'll still leave a count open with Austin Bank for a while.
Have all the checks. You make all the sure.
So do we have a deadline for the date y'all have to vote on it, I guess is what I'm asking. And if so, what is it?
I would like to see it done today because it's, you know, we've been pushing it.
It needs to probably be done today, and at the very latest, the next meeting would be almost putting people in a bind.
I think that just makes it harder on them by putting it off.
But they don't know what to start or to say. So I think something needs to be resolved.
But I want to reiterate, I've got no problem with Austin Bank. That's my analogy with your two hunting dogs. There's nothing wrong, but
that being said, we always hurt somebody's feelings. So, I mean, that's the nature of sitting here.
I don't think Austin Bank has the right to have their feelings hurt. But, yeah, I see what you're saying generally. Okay, any further discussion?
Is anyone here from Austin Bank? First National?
First National was well represented when we opened the bid, too. And Mr. Williams is not here. He's out in Lubbock, had a new grandchild.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So he's the richest man in the world right now because he's got a new grandchild. Okay? That's where your real riches are. Okay, so no further discussion. Let's vote on the motion to go with First National Bank.
Mr. Jordan?
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
None opposed, motion passes 5-0. Congratulations, First National Bank. And thank y'all for what you do that you don't get credit for, because you look around and they put a lot of their earnings back on the street for our young people. Okay. Number 10, need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we're adjourned. Thank y'all for coming. Kristen, come make sure I sign all this stuff.